Well, good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the Secular Foxhole Podcast. Today it's just Martin and I. We have some things to share with our listeners and an article or two to discuss. But one of the things that I was very excited to learn earlier this week was we have a new app. The Secular Foxhole has its own app. It has episodes and other things on it. So, Martin, can you fill the listeners in on what that is?
Yeah, it was John Lee of, now we are called custommobile.app. And he contacted me on LinkedIn some time ago. And they have develop an app, and you support their work and the develop of the app through Patreon. So I pay on first level, like I think it's $6 or $7 or something like that. And then they will develop a podcast app for podcasters. I mean, it's lots of podcast apps, or they call it even podcatcher app. You know, for example, I have an iPhone, so I like, for example, Overcast. That's a neat app. But this is specific for our show. So you as a listener could download it for free. We pay for it, but you could use it for free, and you could go to Apple App Store or Google Play and search for the Secular Foxhole. And then you could connect with us in different ways. You could become a free member in the app. You could also chat. In the future, maybe we'll have a live streaming feature also. And other things. And especially you could then support our show by going to the merchandise section. And we have picked a couple of items more for, you know, examples and fun. And it's under my so-called teaparty.media umbrella. So it's also for another show that I have, if you're interested in hot sauces, spicy food and so on, so called Hot and Spicy Review. But there it's like a T-shirt with the Secular Foxhole. And if you click on that in the app, you will find TeePublic, that's powered by the web shop, other items. So you could then buy an item, and then we will get some kickback for that. And it's depending on what the price, they often have like sales and discount and so on. So you get good quality products, and you could be an ambassador, and as I'm calling it in Swedish, like a walking billboard, if you dare to joke. I mean, you never know. Maybe you could have it in the foxhole also, but we will be happy if you will proudly wear it and show it off to others, because that's a word of mouth. And so maybe it's a coffee mug, maybe it's a T-shirt, whatever. It's lots of products out there. So that's the thing. So I think it's a neat app, and I've listened to it through iPhone. And we are looking forward also to get like feedback on for Android users also, how the feel is for that.
True.
Due to the thing that I'm paying every month, a donation through Patreon, they have funds then so they could develop this app and continue with that. So that's the whole idea. I mean, listen as you want. It could be on the website on Captivate. It could be on your favorite podcatcher app. As I said, Overcast on iPhone or Spotify or whatnot. But please, if you want, support us, download the app, share it with friends, and listen and connect, and we could have a conversation. So it would be neat to test this out. And this is in development. So, I mean, it could be some so-called, you know, bugs and other things like that. And I got some email conversation with John there. So we want to test the app also. So what's your, I have created like an account on that for free. So you have done that also?
I will do that. I will, certainly. And I'm just excited to see that though. That was pretty cool.
Because if you think about it, if you and I should do it by ourselves, if we had that kind of space or go to a programmer, I mean, an app could cost plenty of money. So this model that you could support in a developer, and then you could following it along, and then we will see what will happen. But the main thing is that we want to spread the good word and our podcast to new listeners and also to regular listeners, and they could also spread it. So, I mean, in a way, we could talk more about this in this episode, how to spread the good word.
Right. And along those lines, I'll just give our podcast email address for everyone, which is very simple. It's secularfoxhole@gmail.com. And I'll make a short announcement. On April 1st, I plan on buying a domain through Bluehost. And I'll be setting up, putting the blog and the podcast and other articles in one place under the Secular Foxhole name as a domain. So it might take some time to get that all together. But as of April 1st, no fooling, start at least. And so these are exciting times for Martin and I. I think the app is really cool. And look forward to, we appreciate all the downloads and the listeners from around the world.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If you want. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That. And it's the trend is your friend, as they say. So it's going in the right direction. And after, 10 plus episodes, it's still early in a way. We are in it for the long run. The goal is, of course, the real separation of church and state and religion and state all over the world, and you choose and pick free what you want to believe in, so to speak, and also to spread the reason, rationality, and philosophy for life here and now. So that's the goal, and we see the trend is, as I said, our friend, and it takes time to do this. And again, please spread the good word. If you like the content and an episode, a guest, share it with one individual, thinking individual, or two, or how many contacts you have that could appreciate. So that's the whole thing in the long run.
Exactly. Yes.
But we could say, we are reaching the milestone of almost soon 1,000 downloads. And in a way, maybe that doesn't sound so impressive. But you should know, because this is my, field of expertise, you could say, as a new media advisor. If you take all the podcasts out there, and they are now getting to the millions, the average download per episodes all over the world here is like 150 per downloads. It's depending, of course, how long the episode is, how often you publish it. But we have, of some of the episodes, we have reached that almost. We
are. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're past, I think, 3 episodes were well over 100 each.
Yeah, but some of them, of course, have been published some months ago. So if you, this statistics is if you publish an episode every month, after 28 days of 1 month, it should be around 150. If you are like on the average, in a way, it's the right individuals. It could be one, it could be five, it could be 500. We are getting there, and it's interesting to see. And this kind of episode, we could say, maybe not so, it could be by the hardcore listeners, or maybe somebody will stumble up on it. Or, of course, shout out to John here for
yes, please.
Mobile app. I bet he will listen to it. So that's how you do it. But, of course, with the guests, and depending on what guest's speciality and their contacts were and followers, that the whole thing. And we could mention that, for example, we had Ben Bayer, right?
Yes.
That embedded that on the Institute's website on an article there.
And that was incredible to see that,
So then we could see, because they have great traffic, when we could see a pickup there, and that will be for a long time. So
yes,
we say that to the guests, it's up to them and what possibilities they have, but they could include the embedded podcast episode. And you all listeners, if you like an episode and want to put it on your blog or whatnot, you're welcome to do that also. We have that open, so it's all free to do that.
Oh, very
so,
cool.
The top list is United States of America, and then it's India. So we have talked about that. We will have a topic or some focus on India. How come? We know that Indian is a big market and a development market when it comes to podcasting. But it will be interesting to hear how it is with the secular foxholes there in India. Not, of course, but Sweden, due to a reason. And then it is Canada, and then it's the Netherlands, and then it's the United Kingdom. So, you could think about, and then it's more. Which place or location or country do you think should be moving up the list there, so to speak?
That depends on the citizens of each of those places, obviously. Yeah. But I think India being number 2 is pretty cool. And so we will have to delve further into doing some stories from there.
And coming to the top list there, United States of America, as I said, an American in spirit. How is it going regarding 2 Nations Under God, the title by an article in The Economist.
Well, you sent me that article, and I read it, and it's pretty accurate. It's pretty on point.
For the record, I am subscribed to The Economist, and I had the possibility to share that with you, Blair. So it's premium feature there in the subscription, so I was allowed to send that. And also, a shout-out to you out there, the digital head of digital marketing and other things like that at The Economist. So I will include that tweet. He liked that.
Oh, good. Yes.
We'll talk about that. So it's pretty interesting to see the reaction here. So shoot, Blair, what do you think about that? Is the United States under God still?
Well, they're trying. They're trying very hard to,
trying. I you have to pronounce that because I have hard time to
say
that word.
Obviously, it's evangelicals, certainly the religious right, headed by people like Pat Robertson, and at
he's
the time
still around. I mean, I remember.
Yes, he's very very aged, but he's still around. Yeah. And the Falwells and all those people that got started in the 80s under Reagan, sadly, but they are a force to be reckoned with, unfortunately. And what I like about this article, it delved into the evangelicals' support of Trump, and then the split after that. Some people came to their senses, if you will, in the evangelical movement. Even though they're still religious, they realized that this perfect sentence here.
Yep.
I'll read it because we can't read the whole article, but this is, quote, "I think to some degree there is an understanding in popular culture of evangelical as referring to a personal relationship with Donald Trump rather than a personal relationship with Jesus Christ," unquote. And that is what happened, I think.
And I have some interesting, so we could bounce a bit back and forth, and maybe we could invite some of authors and others that included in this article and see if I could fit our show. But I was thinking about, if you talk about this type of religious people, they said that some, they had like a four things that were important for them. And it was that you're a born-again Christian, like, you know, Bushes and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That look up to the cross and see how, you know, Jesus is sacrificing for your sins, so to speak. And then the Bible is, you know, the book that you should follow. And the fourth thing was you do the missionary thing. And there, I think, comes into the separation. Not separation, but they try to integrate the missionary thing. It's one thing if they go to, you know, in a private way and doesn't force it to somebody else.
Right.
But if you start blending it into politics also, that you have to do the missionary and you want to get it into the school system, talking about so-called creationists. I don't know if that's the same religious or if that's a separate thing that we should talk about. It was interesting how now it have dropped due to Trump's actions. But still, it's a core supporter, even whatever what's happening. But it's also, they said, because I think we should talk about it in one way or another, they said the American Enterprise Institute, that I think they have doing some great research sometimes. They are like for free market. Maybe it's based on some kind of conservative. I don't really know where we are standing on the spectrum. Anyway, they had done a poll. They said, of these evangelicals, I can't pronounce it.
Evangelicals, yeah.
Thanks. Have to do to be evangelist. I call myself, to joke, evangelist for social media. Could be in positive things also. But anyway.
Well, certainly.
28% of these believe in QAnon.
So I know. That's a conspiracy suggestion.
Take that in for a second. 28% believe in QAnon. That are subscribing to this kind of religion.
And you
did she get into the power that were openly, publicly saying that she was a supporter of QAnon? It was a Republican.
Well, she quickly reversed her stance, obviously. Okay. But yeah, that was. There were a couple elected that were elected based on their pounding their fist on the table about, you know, certain QAnon beliefs. And both, I think, certainly one did. I'm not about the other, who they quickly backtracked on those things. Whether or not that means anything, politicians are probably won't even, I can't even, I'm not going to use foul language to describe what I think of them. But sadly, I guess we elect what we deserve, but that's only because the dominant moral code is incompatible with freedom and the dominant moral.
So in the long run, Blair, do you think this will be like, now it's going so-called in the right direction? Of course, you have to know, find reason for a rational view of life. But do you think this could be that is going slowly in the right direction? It was interesting, how the article laid it out, that it has some kind of impact right now. But what will happen in the future?
I think that there's such a small minority of people in the society that the media tends to overblow everything to make you feel like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, there must be the majority of this or the majority of that, and you know, we're in trouble. And so each side is like doing that to the other side, which is really pathetic and sad. How we've, you know, when you abandon reason as an individual, it adds up across the board in society, and you all you get is the irrational nonsense that then becomes dangerous. I was going through magazines this morning, and Reason Magazine, which is a libertarian publication, their cover was Senator Josh Hawley and the danger that he brings to the GOP. With his strident populism. And if you listen to him, there isn't a single word mentioned about the Constitution, the Declaration, about individual rights, about individualism. It's all about we must control the big tech. We must control. There's no free enterprise thought of any kind in this guy. So he's like an amalgamation of the worst of the left and the worst of the right. And, of course, he's popular now. He's very popular because, again, people, the Republicans have, you know, paid lip service to freedom and capitalism for so long that they never backed it up. They never believed in it to begin with. And it's catching up to them, sadly, because now, the left, they run everything. They run the education system, the media, the universities. They run the three branches of the federal government. It's again, so there's no defense. There's no.
And we are, but, we are not in a way a political show, and we are not.
No.
You reference to the Reason magazine, and there you can of course find articles there, but we are not libertarians. But I wonder. And maybe it's not the time or place for this show, but I wonder, is it time for a third alternative? It doesn't have to be the Libertarian Party, because I'm mixed.
They're useless.
Maybe they are. And I have been thinking of that for a long time. But when you see, other so-called main alternatives, you start wondering. And we could say that maybe the listeners know more about it. But, it was some independent parties out there also. But one was almost hijacked by a conservative religious person, Buchanan, at one time. So philosophy is needed, and if politics is included in that. And,
yes.
And then you have a separation of religion and state. But as you said, when you see the parties controlled or very pushed in different direction with the lobbying, in a way probably by Democrats also by default. Maybe they are not so outspoken in a religious way, but they do it in other ways. So that's why I mentioned the Libertarian Party, because of course you have religious people there too. But in some way they have talked about the separation there in more clear terms. As I said, I'm not an expert in that, and I don't know where wind is blowing in which direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I still think
it would be interesting to see. But if we will have more like ad hoc and, like as we said, the former guest but said, celebrate and promoting good ideas like Thomas Paine in that area, and more talk about it. So that's why I wanted to bring up this article.
Yeah, so I think it's a great article.
Interesting to see for the future, and we will see what we could cover in the future here, Blair. So what more do we have, anything more to say about this wrap-up episode?
What I would like to do though is include this article in the show notes, even though readers may not get to see the entire article. They'll they'll have a link to it. And then you can, if you're so inclined, and the article is of interest to you, you can register for free at the Economist website. That's what, at least I think so. Well worth reading to get a pretty decent sketch of what's some of the issues are. Yeah. But otherwise, I still say these people are a minority. They're a very vocal, loud minority, but the majority of Americans still believe in America. Okay. And we have to tap into those people.
Good.
And the sense of life of America. We should probably end on America being the land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah, we should talk about that. Now we end on a positive note, but it have put in back in my mind when you talk about, you know, the default.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be religious belief. And so that will we explore more. And in a way, it could be that we go through different religious beliefs and see where we're coming from. Because I have my personal view, I mean, where it's all coming from. And
sure.
Maybe we'll talk about that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
So again, call to action is download the app. Support us if you want. Share the good word. Tune in soon again. I mean, we have a great conversation here in the pipeline that will be up pretty soon. When you hear this, it's already published. So.
Nice. So the key message today is learn how to think for yourself. And you can do that by reading Ayn Rand, her novels and her nonfiction. I especially recommend Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead and The Virtue of Selfishness and Capitalism, The Unknown Ideal. Those four books, you can like them or hate them. But if what would really frighten me about our audience is if they were indifferent to reading after they read her, because she is so powerful, a force for good. So, Martin, I appreciate your time.
Same.
And I know we have one more thing to talk about after we let this go, and then I got to run. That's a wrap. We manned the foxhole ourselves today.
Great. Talk to you soon again.
All right, Martin. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.